in our 50th anniversary mug from WIB, a 15-ounce handsome black bistro mug lined in sunshine. Stop by the studios to get yours for a gift of any amount. We'll take your mug shot and include it in the WIB 50th reunion. Yeah, I guess we were using that mugshot promotion terminology before the mugshot thing entered the political world. So we were there first. Just saying. Good morning, Jason Kanz.
Good morning. Yeah, you know, when things enter into the media or into the normal parlance, it really kind of changes things
it does.
A lot of times.
It does.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean,
and then you're like, what do I do now? Yeah.
I mean, you know, we're not saying, hey, you know, I guess you
right.
could get your mugshot like President Trump had. I don't know, whatever. But
yeah, I guess, you know, but yeah, it always changes things up. And you're like, oh, what do I do now?
You could try to sell yours and see what you make with it. But,
yep.
you know, instead,
That's
what
true.
Is just nice is getting listeners. Like, I had one with Betty Sittler. She's a wonderful listener from the Lake Holcomb area. And so she's listened for many years. And so she came into the studio, got her mug, and had her mug shot taken. So
nice. Very good.
Kind of a different angle. We got to get.
Absolutely.
I'll have to bring one. I'll have to bring you one. You after 4 years of radio. I'm going to pay you with a WIB mug.
There we go. There we go. Do I have to claim that on my taxes?
You can get away with it. All right. Well, I was thinking about one of the things I appreciated about Larry Crabb. Yes, we go on and on about him. But anyhow, is that line in Inside Out, and I go back to it so often, about that this idea that your faith grows in confusion, your hope grows in disappointment, and your love grows in conviction over sin. And it's the first two especially, because there's a lot of confusion and disappointment in this life, don't you find?
I sure do. I think for me, I have felt both of those fairly powerfully at times.
Yeah. So. Yeah, and I just don't remember a lot of other authors. I mean, it seems like most people are telling you how to avoid both of those. And so, and Larry, I think, is fine, you know, like, here's what God is up to amidst that, so.
Yeah. You know, and I think that's, I think it's good to recognize the reality of disappointment. And I know for me, there's often this desire to quickly move from this place of confusion or uncertainty to a place of more certainty. And sometimes I think it's good for us to be in that space for a little bit and understand that God is up to things that we maybe can't see. And
yeah, we're uncomfortable and we want to get out of there. But yeah, I hear what you're saying. Yeah. So
yeah.
Anyhow. All right. 2 Corinthians, love letter 47 of the 66 in Crabb 66 love letters. Yeah. You will be immersed in tears yet filled with deep joy. Boy, 2 Corinthians, a rich book. And here's the way Larry sums it up. In a story everyone needs to hear, just in one paragraph, 2 Corinthians, it'll get difficult. Here you go. When expectations don't match reality, you'll feel betrayed. Your spirit of entitlement dies slowly, but it will die. Live to know my truth. Know my truth to live it. The more you see what's going on in you and in this world, and the more you realize what depths of selfishness remain in my people, yourself included, the more you'll be immersed in tears and filled with hope. Change is needed. Change is coming.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
That's a mouthful.
It's a mouthful. It's a long one. And I think what stands out to me there is it's often easy for me to notice the selfishness in others. But, you know, I think I'm good at thinking up justifications for my own selfishness.
Mm-hmm.
And but, you know, I think it's good to acknowledge, we operate from this self-centered place.
Yeah.
And God is calling us to a different way of being, and the idea that change is coming is a hopeful promise.
And that exactly, and that God is and through the Holy Spirit committed to that, right? I mean, that Philippians 1:6 to making us like Christ until the day of Christ. And I think, every person. I mean, I'm going to say the Pope included. So you know. But, I mean, is self-obsessed and self-centered, and that the Holy Spirit making us God-obsessed and other-centered, and we're begrudging so often along the way because that justified self-centeredness, right? Well, I'm not that, you know, I'm not that selfish.
Right. Yeah, I love the idea of the justified part of the self-centeredness.
Yeah.
Because I think it's, you know, well, if you were in my shoes, you would do the same thing. You know?
Exactly.
And so.
Yeah. All right. And finally, Mark 1, 14 and 15, closing us out today.
Yeah, it says, later on, after John was arrested, Jesus went into Galilee where he preached the good news. The time promised by God has come at last, he announced. The kingdom of God is near. Repent of your sins and believe the good news.
All right, and from Jason's devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved, it reads like this. After passing the desert test, Jesus returned to Galilee and learned that Herod arrested John. Even so, Jesus began to publicly tell people about his kingdom, which he came to establish on earth and in people's hearts. Although the Galileans believed that I would act someday, Jesus told them, and this is in italics, folks, that time is now. Turn back to God and believe this good news.
Yeah, so a couple things here. You know, I think the idea that God is establishing the kingdom not only in the world, but in our hearts or vice versa is important. You know, that we're called to be part of that process. The other thing that I would note, and you'll notice this as we go through the Gospels, is that whenever Jesus is speaking, I try to put it in italics.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So King James does the red letters, you go italics. All right.
Yep.
Very good. So, thank you, friend.
Yeah, you bet. Talk to you later.
The big story in all of sports last night was the former green and gold quarterback Aaron Rodgers making his debut for the New York Jets. And after just four plays, Rodgers exited with what is believed to be an Achilles injury. Scott Pringle reports.
Well, this was Aaron Rodgers' highly anticipated debut with the Jets, and it did not last long. The star quarterback left the game with an injury on his first drive. X-rays show there was no break to his ankle, but the Jets fear Rodgers tore his Achilles tendon, which would put him out for the season. He'll have an MRI later on today. Jets head coach Robert Saleh says it does not look good.
I'm still going to say a prayer. I'm still going to hold out hope, but my heart's with Aaron right now.
Scott Pringle, NBC News Radio, New York.
Well, Caleb, it seems like all my life I've heard make your bed.
It's something you hear from parents. I remember a clip going around the internet a while back, and it was an admiral, I think, in the U.S. Navy and talked about the importance of making your bed, that first little action each day. And it was a very inspiring speech.
Yeah.
But now we're being told that, you know what? It might not be such a good idea.
Scientifically, I guess, is what they're saying. So if you make your bed immediately after waking up, you apparently trap the moisture in the sheets, providing a suitable environment for dust mites to thrive.
Yikes. Dust mites can cause allergies and asthma, so leaving your bed unmade for a bit can help reduce the number of mites in your bed.
So the next time, it seems like it's mom that's in my head saying, make your bed.
You can say, the science says differently, mother. I don't know.
Oh, boy, it's the WIB Wake-Up Show. It still seems like just a good discipline thing, right?
Yeah, good habit. Maybe you could, you know, leave it unmade for a little bit and then come back to it. I don't know. But, I mean, that's like the first thing that I do when, well, I was going to say when I wake up, when Nora comes and wakes me up in the morning, too. Usually she helps me make the bed.
That's good.
So, and apparently I'm creating a thriving environment for dust mites.
Yeah, and there was even this book based on a popular YouTube video, Make Your Bed, Little Things That Can Change Your Life. And maybe the world, but somebody's got to push back on it.
Time here in the WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB. Right around this time on Tuesday mornings, we give you the opportunity to call in and win 715-723-2555. The prize this morning, Havo, goes right along with Identity Crisis, the brand new film showing exclusively at Micon Cinemas Chippewa Falls by local screenwriter Andrea Polnasek. And again, just showing, I think, only guaranteed through this Thursday. So folks need to get out and support that.
That's right. I'll tell you what, Andrea, very busy. I mean, not only a screenwriter and a film producer, this is her sixth faith-based film. And it was great. Saw the movie last Wednesday. You're going to love it. It's still at Micon Chippewa Falls this week. And if enough people go, it could get extended. But they did a novel, which we gave away last week. And also there's a devotional and a Bible study. And that's what we've got this morning, the devotional and the Bible study that tie in with Identity Crisis.
Very good. So 715-723-2555. Today's Tuesday trivia here in the WIB Wake Up Show comes from Halvo's personal experience.
Yes, it was just a week ago today. We had had Tuesday trivia earlier that day, and I'm driving Hastings in Eau Claire, and it was a nice afternoon. A couple of guys, they got their window rolled down. They're kind of rocking out to a tune and kind of out the window a little bit and almost like showing me.
Hanging out from their best friend's ride.
And tell me What is the group they were rocking out to?
All right. So that's what we need, is the name of a musical group. 715-723-2555. Who were these young people? Did you say it was young men?
It was two guys.
All right. So who were these young men rocking out to? What group was it? We're not even going to make you say male or female artist. We're telling you it's a group.
Yep.
715-723-2555 for this identity crisis devotional. It can be yours.
723-2555. All right. So we're not limiting it. We're just telling you as a group. Is it Christian? Is it secular? All the way across the board. It's a group that I think, you know, again, people have heard of. So go ahead. 723-2555.
No penalty for wrong guesses, by the way. So you can guess more than once. If you are in error, just got to hang up and try again. 715-723-2555 for Tuesday Trivia. It always takes the first person to kind of, unleash the waterfall of answers. 715-723-2555. We would love to hear from you. And by the way, just heard on the WIB listener line from Beth from Elk Mound. She says, I took my 17-year-old granddaughter to see Identity Crisis this weekend. She says, we both loved it. So all there right. you go. There's the big thumbs up from Beth from Elk Mound and her 17-year-old granddaughter. So you should go see it too. Mike on Cinemas, Chippewa Falls.
And again, this devotion, it's all about fearfully and wonderfully made is what it's called. So that's, again, the Bible study as well, Psalm 139. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Linda from Chippewa.
Hey, all right, Linda.
What was the group?
This is just a wild guess.
Yeah.
The Newsboys.
Was it the Newsboys?
It was not.
It was not the Newsboys, but they are coming to Eau Claire November 3rd. I mean, we get a Friday night concert in Eau Claire. That's awesome.
It is, absolutely. 723-2555. What group was these two guys rocking out to last Tuesday? Hi, WWIB.
Hi.
What?
So I'm guessing maybe Citizen Way.
Could it be Citizen Way?
Not Citizen Way.
But, you know, Bulletproof, things like that. Yeah, that could work. But, that's not what it was. So, again, if you're just joining us here on Tuesday Trivia, 715-723-2555, Havo saw a couple young men in their vehicle on South Hastings Way the other day rocking out to a musical group. And our question is, what group was it?
Yeah, I mean, the guys were, like, dancing. I mean, he was kind of, like, the guy on my side, right, on the passenger side, because I was to the right of them. I mean, he's kind of out the window. He's wanting to go, like, hey. And so I'm like, what's the group? And I'm like, okay.
Okay, sure.
There you go.
So you recognize it? Yeah.
So 723-2555. We go to the third caller. Good morning. What's your name? This is Linda again, I think.
It is.
What do you think, Linda?
Skillet.
Were they rocking out to Skillet?
That makes a lot of sense to guess Skillet, but that's not it.
Thank you, Linda. Try again. 715-723-2555. It's not Newsboys. It's not Citizen Way. It's not Skillet. What group were these young people rocking out to the other day? I mean, and again, if it's windows rolled down and you can hear, it must have been a lot warmer day probably than we're headed for today.
Yeah, they were jamming. Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
What do you think?
I was going to say Skillet. I guess that's...
Linda took that, so now you got to guess something else.
Oh, goodness. 1,000-Foot Crutch.
Was it 1,000-Foot Crutch? TFK.
No.
No, it wasn't. Thank you for the guess, though.
All right. WWIB, we've had four tries already. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Mike from Eau Claire.
Hey, Mike.
Was it Toby Mac?
Was it Toby Mac?
That'd be pretty cool. The guys are dancing out to Toby Mac.
Not Toby Mac. 715-723-2555.
Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning. This is Michael from Eau Claire.
Hey, Michael.
Hey, how's it going?
Great.
Okay, was it TLC listening to Chasing Waterfalls?
Listening to Chasing Waterfalls?
Yeah, that's the name of the song. Waterfalls by TLC.
TLC.
Was it? Was it TLC? It was not TLC. But we heard from Mike from Eau Claire and Michael from Eau Claire back-to-back, which is pretty cool. So, Mike and Michael, feel free to call back, 723-2555.
Mike and Michael in the morning. Good morning, the WIB Wake Up Show.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead. What's your name? Where are you calling from? You're on the air.
This is Amanda calling from Cornell.
All right, Amanda.
Is it King and Country?
Was it for King and Country?
Uh-uh.
It was not. But a lot of people will rock out for King and Country.
Yeah,
they're fantastic.
They are. The singing and the dancing, I've had a chance to see them a time or two. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Beth from Elk Mound.
Hey, Beth.
Hey, is it... Oh, I'm debating between two. Crowder?
Was it Crowder?
It was not.
Not Crowder. It's not Newsboys, not Citizen Way, not Skillet, not Thousand Foot Crutch, not Toby Mac, not TLC, not For King Country, not Crowder. Again, we told you it's a group. We didn't tell you if it's mainstream or Christian or anywhere crossover in between. We didn't tell you any of that. We just said it's a group. So that's out there.
All right. All right. Well, let's see if we got another guest here this morning. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Caroline from Rice Lake.
Hi, Caroline.
Oh, there's so many guesses. I'm just going to go with my favorite, Reliant K.
Oh, man, that's a great one. Was it Reliant K, Halvo?
That's a very fond remembrance for Caleb.
Oh, man, The Anatomy of the Tongue in Cheek is like their best album.
Huh.
Mm-hmm, was really good as well, too.
All right. Good morning. You're going to be our last guest this go-around. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Mike from Eau Claire again, the second guest here.
Give it one more last shot here.
Was it Audio Adrenaline?
Audio A, Halvo.
They have a lot of songs you could rock out to. Audio A. It's not it.
Not Audio A. Thank you, everybody. I guess we'll push this off and try it again around 8:15.
All right. Well, Tuesday trivia. We tried earlier. The usual start time around 7:45. Swung and missed. Let's try again.
715-723-2555. Again, giving away a devotional for Identity Crisis going along with that movie. We heard from Beth from Elk Mound. She said she took her 17-year-old granddaughter to the film. Again, it's showing exclusively at Micon Cinemas, Chippewa Falls, written by local screenwriter Andrea Polnasek and her sister. And Beth said, yeah, two thumbs up, love that film. So go out and support it because it's only guaranteed through Thursday, again, just at Micon Chippewa Falls. But if there's a big outpouring of support, there's a good chance that it could continue. But we're going to need people to go out and see it. So
yeah,
great chance to support faith-based cinema.
A devotion and a Bible study for Identity Crisis on the line here.
All right, and again, the question comes from Howell's personal experience.
Yeah.
Last week, a week or two ago.
Driving on Hastings Way, had made a call for One Source Imaging, was driving back into town, and these guys are just kind of rocking out with the window rolled down and kind of dancing, kind of calling my attention over, and I'm like, what's the tune? And so tell me, what was the group they were dancing to in the car?
What group was it? 715-723-2555. Again, we're not telling you, well, we are telling you that it's not like a male or a female artist. It is a group. We're not telling you if it's a Christian group, if it's a mainstream group, if it's crossover, some of the both. We're just saying it's a group. Incorrect answer so far. It's not the Newsboys, Citizen Way, Skillet, Thousand Foot Crutch, not Toby Mac, not TLC, not For King Country, not Crowder, not Reliant K, not Audio A. But who is it? 715-723-2555. Name some groups.
Yeah, we had a lot of good guesses, good tries earlier. 723-2555. And we've got a repeat caller who's back here, Linda in Chippewa Falls. Good morning.
Good morning.
What do you think, Linda?
Maybe Mercy Me.
Could it be Mercy Me?
Yeah, we played Flawless from them. They have so many great songs, and that's not it.
Not Mercy Me. Thank you, Linda from Chippewa, 715-723-2555.
Let's keep them coming, 723-2555. Keep the guesses going. I think we've had, one secular group guest? Everything else has been in the Christian realm so far.
Yeah, again, could be either one. We're not telling you. 715-723-2555. What we are telling you is that it is a group. So you can weed out all the solo artists and guest groups.
Yeah. And so, hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Sammy Zelstra, Chippewa Falls.
Hi, Sammy.
Hey, would it be Go Fish?
Would it be Go Fish? Man.
I'd say, these are Caleb favorites.
Can we play some Go Fish now, Halvel? Now that.
Yes, we can. I saw one on the event list earlier today. And by the way, is it Sally? Is that it?
No, it's Sandy.
Sandy. Okay, you know what? The screen says Sally. So, okay, there you go. Sandy, and that is not correct.
It's not Go Fish, but thank you for guessing that because that just brings back a treasure trove of memories for me, one of my favorite groups growing up. Not Go Fish, though. Man, I would love it if young people would be rocking out to Go Fish.
And that would make me happy. The listeners are thinking, like, what would stand out to Halvo, right, if they were doing this particular, it's weird to talk to myself in the third person in Halvo, but okay. So 723-2555, what group were they rocking out to? Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Rich from Eau Claire.
Hey, Rich.
Hey, I'm going to go on the secular side here and think maybe they were reliving a Wayne's World moment and rocking out to Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen.
By Queen. Queen. All right, there we go. There's the
I
most.
I can see that. Sure.
The most prominent secular guest so far, and Freddie Mercury and Company. That's not it. So.
Not Queen.
Thanks, Rich. Appreciate it.
Mark Martel, who we play here, again, side note, actually did the vocals when they made that movie about Queen. I haven't seen it, but he did the vocals. He is an incredible, Freddie Mercury impersonator, so to speak. Yeah, incredible vocalist.
I haven't seen the movie either. Hi, good morning. Is this Aaron?
Morning. Yeah.
Hey, it's the chairman of the board for Fierce Freedom. Aaron, how you doing?
Yeah, good, good. Family Force 5?
Was it Family Force 5?
Another great group. Not them.
Again, Havo saw a couple young men in a car, like windows rolled down, rocking out to music from this group. And, what group was it?
And if it was Family Force 5, they would have been rocking out to Like a Chainsaw, right? That would have been.
Crank it like a chainsaw.
Yeah, there we go. All right, a couple more guesses here before we push it off to Win It Wednesday, because Melinda Gardner from Apple, our guest at 8:45. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from? Oh, I'm sorry, you're breaking up.
Crystal from Jump River.
All right. Hey, Crystal, what do you think?
Good morning. How about the Beach Boys?
Was it the Beach Boys?
The Beach Boys, that's a fun one.
That almost makes me as happy as the Go Fish guys.
Yeah, right.
Man, I love the Beach Boys. When we were little, we used to, like, crank up Surfing USA on our old stereo system and pretend we were surfing in the living room.
Ah, the good old days. There you go.
Not Beach Boys.
I think we got Al in the Owen Withy area. Hey, Al.
Yeah. Just wondering if it might have been DC Talk.
Was it DC Talk?
Ah, that would have been cool, right? On Hastings Way, see that? But that was not it. So,
again.
Okay, have
it's
a great
group.
Day, guys.
Thanks, Al. You too.
You too, Al. 715-723-2555.
Well, Caleb, I think we got people's attention here, but I think we're going to have to move it on. I'm seeing one more guess. Okay,
all right, so one more guess. Otherwise, this restarts at about 7:15 tomorrow morning.
Good morning. Hi, Linda.
Hi, good morning. Backstreet Boys.
Was it Backstreet Boys?
Again, we're getting some fun guesses.
See, I think you guys are, again, you're going beyond the mold here.
Yep.
Was it the Backstreet Boys?
No.
It was not the Backstreet Boys.
Good guess. All right, that's going to do it for today. Again, Melinda Gardner at 8:45. Win It Wednesday, 7:15, shortly thereafter tomorrow. Anybody remember the Monkees as a group?
Sure.
This is not a group that they were rocking out to in the car, but the Monkees TV show actually made its debut on NBC on this day in 1966. Yeah, the show went on to win an Emmy for Outstanding Comedy Series of 1967.
Well, there you go. Well, it's a September tradition. Apple Pregnancy Care Center's Walk for Life is this Saturday, September 16th, Owen Park in Eau Claire. And we are joined by Melinda Gardner from Apple Pregnancy Care Center. Melinda, welcome here to the WIB Wake Up Show. And we are excited. And it looks like there should be some beautiful weather Saturday morning.
Great. We've had almost wonderful weather every time, but couple times when it was cold and warm. One time when it was really cold, Rod Larson lent me his coat all day.
You're going to bring up Rod Larson, and that calls to mind that painful memory from Carson Park for the one of the particular years where we kissed the pig, remember?
Oh, I do remember. Yeah. And didn't somebody shaved off half of their
facial? Oh, yeah. Rod
facial.
And I did that, too. Yeah,
right. You shaved off half
of their facial. We've done some goofy things over the years.
Yeah.
Raising money for Apple Pregnancy Care Center. But again, the Apple, the acronym, aiding problem pregnancies with love and encouragement. Melinda, nobody's saying you've been around a long time, but you are the longest serving pregnancy care center director in the country. Tell us about what keeps you in the work.
Oh, that's a great question, Mark. You know, I didn't apply for this job all these years ago. It was really just meant to be. I knew it was God's plan in my life after I got involved in it. And I continue to do it because I think what we do really, really matters. We see lives changed. We see people get supported and cared for, and sometimes there's a change of heart about whether I'm going to carry my baby to term or not, and those are pretty important things. So, you know, the other thing that really keeps me there is post-abortion counseling. Mm. When I get to watch somebody find some peace and healing after that, and if we can help one woman not go through that, that's a pretty amazing thing.
And I think, Melinda, as well, when I look at some of the different services that Apple provides, you lead the way in saying, you know what, a knock so many times on the pro-life movement is, All you care about is bringing that baby to term, right, having that baby born, and then you don't care what happens to the child or the mother. And you guys are saying that is an absolute fallacy. That's a lie. We love them both, and we are going to make sure they're supported.
Exactly. It's so important. You know, I was actually just with my daughter in June when she had a baby and has a husband and is happily married and stable. And it is such an intense experience. And I've been thinking about it a lot, about how do we continue to support, especially right after that baby is born. You know, you're exhausted and you're excited and you don't know this baby and all of those things. It's intense. How do we help those women? And I'm going to see what God does with that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was just on social media as well as Facebook last night and seeing, and I was really, maybe you have the number because I'm not seeing it right now, but in terms of the Earn While You Learn program you've got that Caleb's, I think, referring to here. And it's how many different lessons, and these life lessons are just really impressive.
Right. I can't remember.
It was like more than 100.
Yeah, it is. And I mean, we have women that come who've done them all. We had a guy that did them all.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, came in every single week and learned and found the support and stuff. And so, we have a woman who's been coming for years who's doing an intense Bible study with one of our volunteers every week.
Uh-huh.
She doesn't need to be there for the parenting stuff anymore. But she has a relationship with somebody who cares about her and just keeps coming. So a long-term ministry is something that happens.
And again, some of these things provided too. I mean, diapers and formula, maternity clothing, baby items, crib strollers, and all these things, all these wonderful things that you do before the baby's born, after the baby's born, caring for mama and baby. I mean, those are not inexpensive things. We've seen what's happened with costs, especially recently, too. And so I know for the Walk for Life this Saturday, your goal is to raise at least $50,000. And it's not like if you go over that goal, any of it's going to go to waste.
No, that's for sure. And you know, Caleb, the one of the things that happens is that somebody donates those things at the center almost every day.
Mm.
You know, people walk in and just say, hey, can you use this? We outgrew this and we'd rather give it to you than sell it. So that's how that happens. It's really amazing.
I know a lot of times when I'm looking, say, in the clearance aisle at Walmart, because I love clearance, and I'll see things and it's like, well, they've got strollers or they've got car seats. You know, some of these things that can be pretty spendy, too. And so there's always, again, when people are keeping an eye out saying, hey, these can be used, these can be put to kingdom purpose, and thinking again of their local pregnancy care center and like you just mentioned, they can serve others beyond just, you know, our immediate family too, and say, hey, let's pass this along to someone else and bless them.
Absolutely. And you know, I liked what you said about your local pregnancy center, because there are a number of pregnancy centers around. As we talked to, we don't want to steal people's supporters from other places. If you are in a place that has a pregnancy center, I hope you're supporting that center.
Yeah.
Well, we've got promotions on the air, trust me, for
Eau Claire
and Rice Lake and Menominee even right now.
Exactly.
And all doing great work. But again, you've got it's 9 to 10 registration at Owen Park in Eau Claire on Saturday, as has been the tradition for a number of years, the walk beginning at 10.
Right.
And again, you've got a free T-shirt for the first 200 participants and great prizes for the top three fundraisers. And as we close out, Alice Myers for years was your top fundraiser, but
she was.
I'll tell you
amazing.
What, Claire Wilson and her family have kind of taken that mantle, haven't they?
Yeah, well, and she specifically, purposefully did that.
Yeah,
said who's going to take over for Alice Myers, and it was her. And she is an amazing woman.
They're going to dress up as superheroes.
Yes, they do every year. The whole superhero family will be there.
So and fun.
One more note as well. I know the location changed just a little
bit
this year.
Thank you,
Park.
Caleb. We're moving closer to the restrooms and the playground. So we're a little bit closer to Lake Street than we normally are. We're usually a little farther down, and we know that people are there with their kids and their kids are going, can I go to the playground? And we just thought it would be, and it's actually even maybe a little more visible.
Well, wonderful.
So we hope you'll show up if you can, and go to friendsofapple.org if you'd like to learn more, or if you'd like to support somebody, go support Claire Wilson.
Uh-huh.
I'm on there too, and I'm not eligible for prizes, so you're happy. You can happily support me as well.
I can tell you, I'm good friends with her parents, who I know have both been on your board,
yes.
Jim and Jane Jeffries, and I think they're trying to garner their own pledges. But good luck trying to top Claire.
Yeah.
So that's all I can say.
You won't do it. Right. And we're happy for that.
That's terrific. And again, hey, if you get pledges or not, show up on Saturday, right?
Right.
I mean, you appreciate the support. There's a little bit of an update you usually give traditionally
exactly.
beforehand. And so it's a great time.
Right. We'll introduce the staff. We have a training coming up this fall. And so if you'd like to talk to our new volunteer coordinator, you can do that. It's just a great way to... A great time is right. We appreciate
Terrific.
That.
All right. Well, one of the songs over the years as we've had you on that I always have, I think that comes to mind for Apple, something you keep in mind. As we've even talked about, the Identity Crisis movie, Andrea Polnasek still showing at MyCon Chippewa at least through Thursday, if not beyond, as they focus on Psalm 139, that each and every person fearfully and wonderfully made, captured in this terrific tune from the talented Wes King, Life is Precious, WWIB. Thank you, Melinda.
Thank you guys so much.
See you Saturday at Owen Park in Eau Claire.